Alrighty, well, I'm gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order in the interest of time. I don't know, I know that Gail had mentioned only a couple of people. Trina and Jenny had indicated that they needed to be excused. I know for a fact that Senator Henderson and Senator Escamilla are still possibly out of town. I knew that they were out of town this past weekend, and I'm going to make an assumption that the reason they're not here today is because their travels continue. But I do want to go ahead and bring this committee meeting to order. State Representative Rebecca Chavez-Halcomb, co-chair of the Women in the Economy Commission. Today is Tuesday, April the 28th, and we are convened for our April meeting. The first thing I'd like to do is approve minutes and announcements. Gail has kindly presented those for our consideration. The one thing I do have a correction on the second page, Gail. The representative that is working on the counseling legislation. I'll let you. Sorry, I didn't mean to catch up. Is Representative Arendt. She spells her name A-R-E-N-T. So everywhere you've got the reference to Arendt, and let's replace that with Arendt.
Okay.
And I'll have to say, in looking at this minutes, it was something I did not follow up on, and I will do that. I will make a note of doing that. And then under legislative update, if you could make that co-chairs, Representative Rebecca Chavez-Halcomb, Representative Edward, because she pretty much took the lion's share of helping me put that legislative update together and weighed in heavily on that. Are there any other corrections or information on the minutes? Welcome, Senator. Seeing none, I'll take a motion to adopt the minutes for March 23rd, 2015. Commissioner Brookholder makes the motion to adopt the minutes of March 23, 2015. Do I have a second? Okay, thank you, Commissioner Thompson. All those in favor of adopting the minutes for Monday, March 23rd, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We do have a guest for presenting today, so I want to take a quick minute to let folks introduce themselves so she knows to whom she is speaking. Laura, I'll go ahead and let you join us at the witness table there, and I'll start with Commissioner Thompson, if I can. Okay.
I'm Commissioner Anne-Marie Thompson. I work at the Salt Lake Chamber Women's Business Center, and I represent small business on the commission.
I'm Ann Burkholder, the Chief Executive Officer of the YWCA Utah.
Thank you, Ann. And then Senator Escamilla, I think this is where you're at. I think this is where we're just doing introductions right now.
Good morning, Senator Rosa Escamilla, represent District 1.
Senator Henderson.
Hi, Senator Deidre Henderson.
Carrie Main from Workforce Services.
Go ahead, guest. Oh, sorry.
Jennifer Seelig, former legislator, author of the legislation, and subcommittee member now. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming today.
Thank